Welcome to the HCM Technology Reports Weekly Roundup via podcast. It's HR Tech, a blast of rock and roll and more explicit words than editors can count. All provided by the better half of the Chad and Cheese, HR's most dangerous podcast. That's right, I'm Chad Sowash. Yes, that Chad. The Chad who thinks the supreme editor-in-chief of HCMTechReport.com, Mark Pfeffer, is a big wuss. Wait a minute. Pfeffer kind of sounds like Fluffer, right?
Such an asshole.
You're welcome, Mark. It's time for this week's top HR tech news. LinkedIn's moving Recruiter, Jobs, and Pipeline Builder to a single platform. It wants to put its whole recruiter's toolkit in one place and give it a single interface. Aw, that's cute. It also announced separately a new live video feature that's moving into public beta. The two announcements are unrelated, but seriously, is anything at LinkedIn really unrelated? Pfeffer says no. His thinking, if you put any credence into his thinking, is that LinkedIn makes most of its money from recruiting tools. More companies are using video interviews. Nearly a third of them use a dedicated video platform. And let's not forget, Facebook and Twitter both support video. Put all of that together with LinkedIn's recruiting business, and you gotta believe that somewhere in Sunnyvale, people are talking about knitting video into LinkedIn's talent acquisition suite. That's funny, because Pfeffer watches knitting videos constantly. Next, there's more gold in them thar hills. That's right, JobVite just received a $200 million investment from K1. What are they gonna do with that kind of cash? They already did. They bought three companies: recruitment marketing firm Telemetry, internal hiring platform Rollpoint, and interviewing chatbot maker Canvas, also a sponsor of the Chad and Cheese. JobVite will wrap these services into its own. That way, it'll deliver a unified experience from sourcing to retention and speed up product development. It's going to take a while to get there, and unification is generally a painful process. We'll be watching. Finally, HR.com says more HR pros are learning about AI. 43% said they were knowledgeable about it, up from 35% last year. This is where I say 43% of HR professionals are full of shit. Anyways, with all the hype we hear about AI, companies are wanting to include it into their HR stack.
Stack? That's a technical word, Chad, but it's a one-syllable word, so it shouldn't give you any trouble.
Fuck you, Pfeffer. All that hype has more companies including AI in their HR stack. So it's becoming more important for HR professionals to understand AI so they're on firmer ground when they evaluate new products. That's it for this week. Stay on top of the business of HR technology. Visit HCMTechReport.com. Original reporting. Original analysis from people who aren't burnout recruiters trying to... No, Mark, I'm not going to say that. Just visit HCMTechReport.com. And if you're a fan of HR and recruiting technology, snark in a no-bullshit opinion, then subscribe to The Chad and Cheese, HR's most dangerous podcast, at ChadCheese.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. Once again, for the second week straight, Mark wants me to remind you wonderful listeners that HCMTechReport.com isn't snarky or mean like Chad and Cheese. It's a nice website with real reporters and shit. Oh God, I can't believe I got through that without barfing. So wash out.
Dropkick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life.